Do to God your good deeds from nafs and shaitan. Seek refuge in Allah and follow the Quran. Do to God your good deeds from nafs and shaitan. Seek refuge in Allah and follow the Quran. Seek refuge in Allah and follow the Quran.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله My dear viewers of Madani channel, in the last episode, we discussed the detrimental effects of haram wealth, which nullifies good deeds, and explored its disadvantages along with potential solutions. In today's episode, we're going to hear about an action that destroys good deeds, and that is desire for praise. But before we dive deeper into the topic, let's listen to the excellence of Durood. The final Prophet of Allah, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Adorn your gatherings by reciting Durood upon me, because your recitation of Durood will be light for you on Judgment Day. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. My dear viewers of Madani channel, as discussed in previous episodes, self-conceit and ostentation are concealed sins that nullify good deeds. When these traits manifest during the act of virtues, the individual prioritizes personal gratification over seeking Allah Almighty's pleasure. Instead of genuine piety, they seek recognition and admiration from others, undermining the sincerity of their actions. Therefore, when good deeds no longer bring the pleasure of Allah Almighty, they are neither accepted nor rewarded. This occurs because the individual's motivation shifts from seeking Allah Almighty's pleasure to seeking validation from others, rendering their actions insincere and devoid of spiritual merit. In today's episode, we're going to discuss a similar hidden sin, and that is a desire for praise which destroys the reward of good deeds. The Holy Prophet ﷺ said, Avoid mixing the obedience to Allah Almighty with love for the praise from people, fearing that your good deeds might be destroyed. In this hadith, the likelihood of the destruction of good deeds of the one who desires to be praised for his good deeds is stated. We learn that desiring to be praised for good deeds, whether somebody praises him or not, causes the good deeds to be voided. We also learn that desire for praise is a hidden action that destroys good deeds because having a desire for praise is connected with the heart. Whether that desire is fulfilled or not, it will be counted as sin. But first, let's understand what is desire for praise, meaning hubbi madah. Loving to be praised by people for a deed or wishing people to praise one for such and such action and respect him is hubbi madah, meaning desire for praise. Now, my dear viewers of Madani channel, we've heard that in the hadith, people who desire to be praised are condemned and the warning of the destruction of good deeds is stated. Condemnable happiness is that person feels happy at his rank and status amongst people and wishes them to praise him, respect him, fulfill his needs and ask him to be ahead while walking. My dear viewers of Madani channel, the curse of wishing to be praised or being happy at hearing the praise is that there is the likelihood of destruction of good deeds. Now the other loss is that the Holy Prophet ﷺ stated the warning of hell for such person. Therefore, a person praised someone in the court of Rasulullah ﷺ. So he ﷺ said, had the person whom you praised been present and become happy at being praised and passed away in the same state, he would have entered hell. Here, praise means being praised for good deeds, meaning the person destroys his action because of being happy at his action and reaches hell. My dear viewers of Madani channel, the desire for praise is so evil that it eliminates sincerity from good deeds. Just like the love for wealth makes a person blind, and to attain wealth, he puts everything at risk. Fame and desire for praise also makes a person blind. So while condemning the desire for praise, the Holy Prophet ﷺ said, desire for praise makes a person blind and deaf. It means that a person gets so indulged in loving to hear the praise or admire his own good deeds that he no longer fears the displeasure of Allah Almighty and the destruction of his hereafter. And therefore, seeking temporary pleasure through praise and elevating one's status in people's eye, he relies on his good deeds, becoming deaf to advice and blind to distinguishing between right and wrong. And that's why the Holy Companions alayhim ridwan would internally fear its curse and the pleasure caused by it. In fact, it is stated about one of the rightly guided caliphs that he asked someone about a thing. So he replied, "O Amir al-Mu'mineen, you know better and more than I do." Hearing this, he became angry and said, "I did not order you to glorify me." The Holy Companions alayhim ridwan used to remain so careful about their good deeds and try to avoid every action which would displease Allah Almighty and contain a likelihood of voiding good deeds. If someone used to praise them, instead of making their nafs happy, they would express the fear of Allah upon that praise and would seek refuge with Allah Almighty. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu used to fear self-conceit a lot, and when people used to praise him, he would pray, "O Allah Almighty, make me better than what they say and forgive what they do not know about me." Similarly, when people used to praise Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu, he would supplicate, "O Allah Almighty, I seek refuge with you from the evil of whatever they say and seek forgiveness from the action which they don't know." My dear viewers of Madani Channel, first we heard that having a desire to be praised for good deeds causes good deeds to be destroyed. Similarly, appreciating one's own good deeds and attributes is also a condemnable action. Where it is also considered showing off, it is also listed under a desire for praise. In a hadith, the warning of destruction of good deeds is also given regarding the person who praises his own good deeds himself. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said that the one who praises himself for his good deed, his gratitude goes to waste and his action becomes useless. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, we've heard that by praising one's own good deeds, the good deeds are voided. Unfortunately, under the influence of nafs and shaitan, individuals often stray from righteous actions. Even when they engage in good deeds, they constantly seek recognition and proudly boast about their actions, declaring, "I assisted such and such a needy person on this particular occasion. I performed such and such numbers of Hajj and Umrah. I'm grateful to Allah that I offer 5-time prayers. So-and-so organization is being run through my donations. It was too hot. Even then, I did not miss even a single fast, etc." In our society, we often encounter instances where individuals engage in self-promotion, aiming to elevate their status and reputation in the eyes of others. This behavior is driven by a desire to garner admiration and praise from those around them. To avoid being praised, our pious predecessors, rahimahumullah, used to be careful while speaking and would answer a question only as per need. If someone used to praise himself for no reason, the pious predecessors would hold him accountable as well. Once, Sayyidina Tahir ibn Hussein rahmatullahi alayh asked somebody, "How long have you been in Iraq?" He replied, "I have been in Iraq for 20 years and have been fasting for 30 years. Sayyidina Tahir rahmatullahi alayh said, "I asked you one question and you gave me two answers," meaning it was sufficient that you have been in Iraq for such and such period of time. Why did you mention your fasting? Sayyidina Imam Asma'i rahmatullahi alayh states, a villager was offering salah and remained engaged in salah for long. Some people were sitting close to him. When he finished his salah, the people said, "You offer salah so well." The villager said, "I offer salah and I'm fasting as well." Upon hearing this, another villager who was present in that gathering said a couplet which means, "He offered salah, so I liked his salah. He fasted, which made me doubtful. Hence, take your camels away from this salah performer and fasting person. It means that this person is such a great worshipper and at the same time he is involved in showing off and a desire for praise. Go away from him. There is no use in sitting with him." My dear viewers of Madani Channel, we've heard that the pious predecessors would evaluate people in the matter of a desire for praise and purify them. But before advising others, they would assess themselves and try to avoid the desire for praise. Sayyidina Abu al-Hasan Muhammad ibn Aslam Tusi rahmatullahi alayh also made a unique effort to avoid the desire for praise. He rahmatullahi alayh would try his best to hide his good deeds and to avoid a desire for praise. In fact, once he said, "If I were to have my way, I would perform worship while hiding myself, even from kiram and katibin," meaning the angels who record deeds. Sayyidina Abu Abdullah rahmatullahi alayh states, I remained in the company of Sayyidina Abul Hasan rahmatullahi alayh for more than 20 years. But apart from Jumu'ah Salah and other faraid and wajibat, I could never see him offering even two rak'at of nafl salah. He rahmatullahi alayh would take a bowl of water, go to his room and lock the room. I could never know what he rahmatullahi alayh would do in that room. One day, his son began to cry loudly. His mother was trying to still him. I asked, "Why is the child crying so much?" The woman replied, "His father," meaning Sayyidina Abul Hasan Tusi rahmatullahi alayh, "enters the room, recites the Holy Quran and weeps. So he also hears his voice and begins to cry." Shaykh Abu Abdullah rahmatullahi alayh states, "Sayyidina Abul Hasan Tusi rahmatullahi alayh used to make so much effort to hide his good deeds that before he came out of his room after performing worship, he would wash his face and apply kohl to his eyes so that nobody could guess after looking at his face and eyes that he wept." My dear viewers of Madani Channel, these pious predecessors used to dislike being praised because they would fear that being happy at the praise might displease Allah Almighty and destroy their good deeds. Therefore, they would consider praise from the creation insignificant. When a person believes that sustenance and death are in the power of Allah Almighty, his attention to the condemnation and praise by the creation decreases. The desire for praise is removed from his heart. Thus, he remains engaged in important religious tasks. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, up to now, we have talked about how seeking praise from others for our own good deeds or boasting about them ourselves is a dishonorable act, which is strongly discouraged in Ahadith. It is also mentioned that such behavior can lead to nullification of our good deeds. Another aspect of the desire of praise is that when a person seeks admiration even though they haven't achieved anything noteworthy or performed any commendable deed, this is also an extreme sin, about which Ala Hazrat Imam Ahl Sunnah Marana Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi alayhi states, "If a person likes his false praise that people praise him for the brilliances which he does not have, then it is explicit and absolute haram. Allah Almighty has condemned such people and proclaimed, 'La tahsabanna alladhina yafrahuna bima ataw wa yuhibbuna an yuhmadu bima lam yaf'alu fala tahsabannahum bimafazatin min al'adhab wa lahum 'adhabun aleem." Translation from Kansul Irfan: "You must never consider those who are pleased with their actions and love to be praised for what they did not even do. So never think of them as being saved from torment. Rather, there is a painful punishment for them." Under this verse, Mufti Muhammad Naimuddin Murad Abadi rahmatullahi alayhi states in Khazainul Irfan, "This verse was revealed for the non-Muslim who used to feel happy at deceiving others and misguiding them, and despite being ignorant, they would love to be called knowledgeable." The ruling is, the verse contains an admonition for the person who has self-conceit and the one who wants false praise from others. People who have themselves called scholars, though they do not have knowledge, or like another wrong attribute for them, should get a lesson from this. When a person begins to have a desire that people should devote to him, praise him, acknowledge his brilliance, respect him everywhere, call him a scholar though he is not, call him a builder of the nation though he did not provide any service, consider him an emancipator, declare him the benefactor of the nation, introduce him with excellent titles, meet him warm-heartedly and greet him humbly, he should ponder over his heart and fear that he might have fallen victim to the desire for seeking praise from people. If it is so, he should get a lesson from this verse and immediately try to get rid of it. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, we heard about the disasters of desire for praise, that it destroys good deeds, and the person who desires to be praised deserves punishment in the hereafter as well. The desire for praise is a hidden disease, and it is necessary to cure a disease. We're going to present some of the causes and cures for the desire for praise so that it would be easy for us to get rid of this hidden disease. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, the first cause of desire for praise is to consider oneself brilliant because of others' words or praise for him. Its cure is that a person should think about whether these words of praise are because of a worldly designation, wealth or intelligence, or because of a religious attribute. For example, taqwa. If it is because of the worldly attribute, they're mortal, and what is the use of boasting about mortal attributes? If it is because of the religious attribute, he should fear the divine plan of Allah Almighty and always keep himself possessed by the fear of an evil end and supplicate to Allah for death in the state of Iman. The second cause of the desire for praise is to make others devoted to oneself through praise. The cure to this is that the person should think about it and fear that the desire to make a status in people's heart might decrease his status in the court of Allah Almighty, which causes the world and the hereafter to be destroyed. The third cause of the desire for praise is to establish one's superiority, reverence, and awe to others through his praise. The cure to this is that the person should frequently think about how this temporary superiority, reverence, and awe, which are not durable, can cause him to be praised. May Allah Almighty enable us to avoid the desire for praise and safeguard us from its evil. Ameen. Bijahi Nabi al-Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, in today's episode, we heard that the desire for praise is a hidden sin and that it destroys good deeds, and also heard about its definition and religious ruling. We also learnt how our pious predecessors, rahimahumullah, would try to avoid a desire for praise, and in the end, we discussed its causes and cures as well. May Allah Almighty enable us to always perform good deeds and safeguard us from the disasters of apparent and hidden sins. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi al-Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
To guard your good deeds from nafs and shaitan, seek refuge in Allah and follow the Quran. To guard your good deeds from nafs and shaitan, seek refuge in Allah and follow the Quran. Refuge in Allah and follow the Quran.